So here we go again, Kat. You always trying to keep me under control. Like, you actually fucking think that just because I'm drunk and you're not, that you can boss me around? I mean, come on, I welcome the challenge. You think you can face me, Kat? I don't fucking know you can't. You're my baby bird, I mean, come on. I don't know if you realize this, baby bird, but you ain't got nothing on me. And I'm telling you that so you don't hurt yourself. Like, I don't want you to get hurt and burned. And I sure as hell don't want you to feel helpless in the face of someone so goddamn attractive like me. Come on, Kat. You know I'm easy on the eyes. Easy on everything, right? Except for that heart beating under your chest when I get closer. You know how bold I get. I don't even need anything for that. Come on, Kat. Just admit it. You fucking love me, don't you? You cute cat. Real cute. Look at you. Always trying to be so, so cool. And most of the time succeeding, I'm gonna be honest with you. But come on, kid, we both know you can only put up that masterful defense once in a while. You can't manage it on all of me. I mean, come on. We both know that we want each other. We need each other, kid. That's just how life does it. Nothing in life seems to give a fuck about the little people. And even if I was pretty high up there, I wasn't the top. Not being the top is the same as being the bottom. Didn't even mean it like that, kid. That's not at all how I meant it. Now you need to shut up before I get pissed off, you know? You don't want an angry... Oh, Kathy, do you? Oh, come on, I thought it was so creative at the time. Nah, I know it wasn't. No need to roast me, Kat. You can be pretty savage at times, you know that. One of the many things I love about you. And one of the many things that's just so damn sexy. Sorry, Ken. Sometimes I just appreciate you for you. And I want to hype you up. I want to make you feel special. And sometimes I feel like I do a crummy job of that. Mostly on accounts that I'm just too aware of things that I don't want to be. And that's why sometimes I get a little... A little carried away with things, you know. What else am I gonna fucking do? I know the situation got better, but it didn't get perfect. And we might have to go back to that shithole someday, and I'm not fucking looking forward to it. So, kid, what do you think? Am I beyond saving? Or you think we can make something of ourselves, right? You and I together? Even if I'm beyond saving by myself, pretty sure it's gonna work between you and me. Shut up, dumbass. You already know. I'm not complaining or anything, but I am saying that what you're giving me right now isn't a whole lot to work with. I mean, it depends on how it goes. There's this and there's that. There's wishes and there's wants. And you know what I need in this life? Just you, little songbird. Yeah, my baby bird. Come on. You really surprised at this point? Of course you fucking shouldn't be. Yeah. That's just it, kid. The world isn't a forgiving place like you. I'm glad you are, don't get me wrong, but fuck if it isn't scary sometimes. Knowing that at any given moment, someone could steal you away again, or at least try. Sure, I'd kill them right on the spot. I'd kick their ass if they didn't deserve it, but I'd definitely protect you. Difference is, Kat, there's times when I'm weak, just like anyone else. There's times when I'm not sure of myself and I know that things could go horribly wrong, and yet they still exist. Isn't that just how life is? Aren't you glad at least we got each other, Kat? You're my cute little lovebird. And yet you still don't seem to get it, do you? You know, red-tailed hawks. You know, the type of hawk that I might just be based off of with my quark. We stick together for life. You say there's absolutely fucking no way I could let go of you and still remain sane. I think I'd jump off a building and, well, I wouldn't be flying, I'll tell you that. At least not in the right direction. That's why I can't lose you, kid. I can't handle goodbyes. Never been good at it, even once in my life. Even with someone crummy like Dobby. Believe it or not, we went to the same school. Well, if you want to call it that. It was hardly a school, it was a secret government program. And they'd probably kill me on the spot right now if I mentioned anything about it. And that's exactly why I'm going to say it out of spite. I mean, we were already both going to die if they caught us anyways. So might as well go down with style, right? Get some extra points in there. Not like they can catch us. No. We went to the same program with the government. That's to say, it was a place not very friendly. Not even slightly. And it was raising us to kill things. We were raised with the idea that it's normal. You kill whatever they tell you to. You don't just take them down. You see, if you take someone down, they might escape. If it's a really hardened villain, then you need to make sure they don't get back up. And I admit, back at the start, they had these bags that were writhing, they were moving. And both me and Dobby, we were the only ones we had. There's no one else we could depend on, but I guess they sort of strategized this whole fucking thing. You know what was really fucked up about it all? I knew what was in the bags and I still did it. Because I wanted to be like my hero, Endeavor, the man who almost killed you, who probably almost killed me, and let us go because we're like toys to him. I didn't want his strength so I could do what he does. No, kid. I wanted his strength because I always looked up to him. I saw him as the pinnacle. Nobody else did. No, I guess I can't say that, can I? Who knows what everyone else thought, but that's because I was isolated. You might have went to Euro school back when I went to that program. They don't tell you, but the government does things different. They're cutthroat. They're just as bad as the villains, if you ask me. Poor Dobby. I feel bad looking back at things. Back when he was still innocent. Trying to find a way to even exist. In so much pain. You see, right after Engie had done that. That number on his body. Left him for dead. He probably didn't leave him for dead, by the way. You know, in my opinion, kid, then it's that he left him that way, knowing he'd survive. He wanted him to live. His NG had a heart, even if he couldn't admit it. He wanted that revenge plot to happen. Yet it didn't go as planned. You see, Dobby, he loved animals. He loves creatures, and what they made us do to those writhing bags. It made me sick. But it wrecked him 1,000 times more. Ken, don't you fucking worry, it's over now. It's just the fact that things would go down that route. That they would make us kill innocent people. Innocent things. Just because they want us to be deadened to that. At first there were blindfolds and they removed the blindfolds and after that, it's just people. They start to be numbers after the 1,000th one. You no longer have a count of it. But Dobby, he counted and apologized religiously almost. It's like he thought maybe if he apologized enough, then maybe they'd come back. Maybe it wouldn't feel so bad. And I guess I knew better. I knew better from early on because I was an orphan. And honestly, it wasn't a real good life. My prospects were terrible. And in a sick and twisted way, I guess there was no other path for me. That or villainy or something. I never really did align well with the heroism when I knew what it really was under the surface. It's not a nice place, kid. This world, it's messed up. And it's still. People like you exist. Baby bird, I'm so thankful you do. But you have to understand, you're one of only probably a handful of people out there. Or maybe I'm too cynical for my own good. And there's thousands, millions, billions, who knows. But whatever it is, I got to see the nasty ones. Those who don't care about life and death. They care about money. They care about goals. They care about things that dehumanize everyone. So, kid, if you listen to me, how much I love you. And that all this I'm just telling you is more to get it off my chest. I feel bad. Because eventually, the hope left Dobby's eyes. But I guess since I was so used to it when it came back with you, I didn't know how to do it, you know. Didn't know what to say. Do, think, feel. It was all just this blur of emotion, passion, feelings. Things I didn't think I had anymore. And god damn, do they hit you in the face hard. When you haven't felt too much, you deadened your heart so well. And then it comes back. Hits you like a face full of bricks. God, that makes it sound so bad, but look, if you want me to level with you, kid, I feel guilty for what I wasn't, for what I gave up so quick. I was naive, and when you put someone with all those childish ambitions, when you're just young, you know, I know neither of us are, but back then, I was just a kid with a dream. I thought it was the only way. Didn't have the money or smarts to go to UA. I had to do things otherwise, and I was running out of time. Dobby, he had it much worse than me. You already know how that story goes. But eventually, when we grew apart, he got stronger. Just a bit. He always had that nasty streak of putting himself down. I guess it kind of rubbed off on me at one point. I got the opposite effect. I got way too cocky. And why not? I mean, what could I possibly lose? I've just got this big, beautiful brain, these dashing looks. I've got this personality. Morbid jokes aside, kid. I guess I did the whole fake it till you make it. You say fuck it and go forward. You charge through everything and you just turn your heart off and hope and pray, you know? Fucking every time. I swear. It's just like that, isn't it? I try and push my feelings away because I hate feeling all those negatives that come with the positives, but then I realize I can't do that. Not with you, love, Fred. When I said I'm with you for life, I have no fucking intention of dying. Letting you die, letting them use you against me, or anything in between. And there's only one way to get out of this stupid situation with Endeavor. There's only one person we can trust. We gotta go back into the hornet's nest. All the way back there. Back with Epidemic and all that nasty shit. And I'm not looking forward to it. Because if they catch us on the way there, we're as good as dead. An accidental arresting. Catching us in the airport. We're gonna probably have to fly over the sea. Don't worry. I'll hold you in my arms 1,000 times. We can hop boats. Maybe go one at a time. Doesn't matter, kid. It's gonna be okay. But right now, don't worry about that. That's not why I got smashed tonight. I got smashed because I wanted to spend time with you, and that's a shitty way of putting it. Look, kid, I didn't intend to drink as much as I did, but when you bring back painful memories, you let down your best friend, now you can barely talk to him, it gets murky inside, you know, you just get this dark cloud of things, and I don't know what to think sometimes, you know. It's like trying to make sense of a whirlwind. A giant tornado ravaging my brain and it just throws everything in every direction and I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Fuck. Why do you have to be so distracting, kid? And this feeling here. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Even if it's fucked up and there's a lot to learn. I love you, kid. You're gorgeous and help me escape from all this shit. Makes me feel like I actually have some hope in the world. Because if there's people that are like you, and if we can escape it, you know, maybe we can change something. Maybe it won't be so scary anymore. I never thought I'd say something so wishes floating in the sky kind of thing. But maybe since I can fly, I should try and fly higher. So, kid, you want to fly with me right now? Take it to the skies and hope for the best? Maybe you're right. But the roof couldn't hurt, right? There's a nice place out there that I'm sure nobody would be. On accounts, it's locked up at night. But we have the extra special key called flying the fuck over it. So, little love bird, you wanna know something? I love you. I love you more than fucking anything. And I hope you realize at this point, I wouldn't know what to do with myself without you. Fuck, I hardly know what to do with myself with you. Mostly on accounts that you're so damn hot. Every single time I go to make a thought. What can I say, kid? You get in the way of that. In the best way. Now, all aboard for the Hawks Express. I'm your host, Keigo Takami. And I'll be making sure. It's a pleasure and ride, and a happy little dive in the pool together. Something like that? Well, I never thought of what to actually do up there. Maybe make some noise. Maybe make a lot of noise. Well, I say, not to do this, but just hang on tight, alright? 1, 2, and we're already there. Look at that moon. That's beautiful. I love this. And I love you. God, I never thought I'd be this sappy one. I sound like a broken record, don't I? That's fine, baby bird. I'm fine with sounding like that as long as I don't lose you. And I know what I suggested, how stupid it would be, but I realized if we're gonna run for the rest of our lives, sure, it could be fun, but let's be honest, unless I was the strongest, that just wouldn't fucking work. You already know it, kid. You're too smart not to. If we continue like this, sure, maybe it'll last for a long time, but one of these days, my former idol will end us. It'll stop everything we're working for and fuck up everything we thought we had. Yeah. I get. All of this. Everything we've been working for this whole fucking time. If you can call it that, considering I didn't know you'd end up being so near and dear to me. Fuck. These mixed feelings kind of things, they were never my style. I mean, fuck it, I'm used to being the cocky asshole, not the emotional one. But with you, kid, under this beautiful moon, just for us, I don't care about anything else. I guess I'm a bad liar. I do. I still want to be that hero I wanted to be way back when. And I realized that through running. Through the words of the very person who's trying to kill us. I think going back, fighting for what's right, might just be the best way. And then, if it ever happens that I need to face him, not looking forward to the idea of having to fight him. But I also realize, and it's a bad cliche, but it's fucking bound to happen now. He's after us, of course they'd send him. He knows me better than anyone. The only thing I can hope is that maybe, by some fucking miracle, he's on our side. That or maybe some way I can be stronger, kid. You see, lovebird, it's not that easy. Fighting someone you looked up to has a stigma around it. Facing all those things that you thought you wanted to be when your idol's standing there in front of you. Kind of fucking sucks, kid. Especially when they're kicking your ass, let me tell you. I don't want that. Really, it's not my thing. Trust me. Kid, I love you. We gotta do something about this before it's too late. It's the look on your face for me, kid. I love you, baby bird. So fucking much. You have no goddamn idea. Do you? You know, if I could have just one wish, I'd wish for you and I to get away from this world. Maybe have one of our own. Get jumped into an isekai and go from there. Yeah, I guess it's kind of naive. Well, if you're gonna pick it apart there, what would your wish be then? Come on, spill the beans, lovebird. You would wish for something like that, wouldn't you? Fuck it. Maybe you'll get your wish. I'd say I could get mine, but only in a sense. Maybe someday we'll get so stinking rich we could buy an island, live on a different world, pretend the rest of it doesn't exist. Let's face it, we'd both miss internet too much. There's always a caveat. That little thing that gets in the fucking way of things. You know, like, it. I love you, and that's fucking what matters, you know? You love me. We're together, we could have it worse. There's a lot of shit in the world that we don't have to deal with, and I know it's still a bunch of bullshit that we do, but it doesn't mean that we're hopeless, you know? I feel so attuned to this moment, I feel like I'm not gonna just fade away. It's a unique feeling, you know? I can't say I'm very used to it. Mostly on accounts that I'm still not very used to you, baby bird. It gets crazy. But that doesn't make me want you any less. What you gonna do about it, baby bird? You gonna stop me? Of course you're not. You're my little lovebird for a reason, right? And up here, it's just me, you, and the moon. Last I heard, it doesn't have any ears. No eyes. Or any way it would care about us. I love you so much. You know what, kid? That's just fucking it. I realized after all this time, I was bullshitting my feelings away. So much. Just like what I did back then. Now when they rush to me, I can barely handle them. The fact that I endangered you, the fact that I made mistakes. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, if I'm being honest. So between you and me, I just want us to have that life. Your dream. How are you gonna make mine come true? Know any gods that'll take us to a different world? It's a cute concept, cat. And that's exactly why I love you as much as I do. You're not afraid to fall flat on your face, look like an idiot sometimes, and luckily, perfection or not, neither am I. I can't anymore. I can't really stop myself from being exactly how I am. I just want you to be happy. And fuck it, I want to be happy too. And sometimes the negative thoughts win. Depression wins. Nobody views it as a big fucking problem as it is. Fuck. You ever notice that, kid? The whole world wants to tell you that it's weird to have this or that. This ailment or that one. This one that's mental health, this one that's physical. And they want to ostracize us for it. Tell us our hobbies are weird. Tell us we're not having our place in mainstream. And I say, fuck that. Because you know what, kid? They don't get to make that decision. We do. And if we happen to find a bunch of outcasts just like us, the fuck are they gonna do to stop it, huh? They gonna try and stop it and fail? Because that's all I could see happening. Those fucking bastards who wanted to see us just fade away. All of us with little confidence, a little bit of difference compared to the rest of the world. They wanna snuff us out. And I'm not gonna let it happen. Just like I'm not gonna let you get away. Where would you run to, my arms? Let's face it. Anytime we've been away, kid, we always end up back in each other's arms. It's like we're magnets. Not the ones that repel on the other side, but I guess maybe kind of. Think about it, kid. We've fought, we've made up. We kiss. We make each other. No matter how fucking important they are, even if the world says we're not. I don't give a fuck. Who? Even if it was everyone else saying that you're not worth it. They're full of fucking shit, kid. And I hope you realize that. I'm absolutely exhausted with people telling me what I can and cannot do. And I know it's just people thinking they're helping. They think they're helping, but they're not. And that's other people who actually want you dead. Yeah, fuck those guys. We don't need to worry about them if we dive right into where they least expect. Then we just gotta not die when we're there and find ourselves some allies. I know. The lone wolf hawks. Trying to find allies. I'm so popular, right? I won't say I wasn't popular with civilians, but with other heroes, not so much. Might be difficult. Where's the fun in it if it's not, huh? No, so fuck that. I'm more interested in you anyways. Plus, I'm still buzzed up and happy to see that you're smiling. I love you, baby bird. Probably never understand how much I fucking love you. But I better try and make you understand that. You're so goddamn cute. Don't you ever fucking even think of changing, okay? Cliched lines be damned. But it's the fucking truth. You ever just wake up in the morning and try and be such a difficult one? That's right, baby bird. I'm gonna take my time with you today. Slowly. Make these fucking hands all over your body. Be as your mind. You are so mine. It's cute how you squirm when my knee rides up those thighs of yours. Getting closer to that sweet spot. You like it, don't you? Little lovebird. Maybe I should put some more pressure just for you. So fucking sexy. I really can't get enough of you, can I? That's right. You're my lovebird. And I want to make you sing. I guess songbird would have been the right word, right? But I was fucking counting. No. Not today. Not right now. That could be rough around the edges, but right now I just want you to feel loved, kid. You're mine. And I love you so much. You have no fucking idea, do you? All this is not fair for either of us. But I don't care what's fair or not. Alright now, I just want you to feel loved. That's all that matters to me. Now, songbird, won't you sing your song as I tease the living hell out of you and hold you gently, have my arms around your waist. Kiss your neck. Whisper the sweetest things you ever heard in the world. Right in those cute ears of yours. Maybe just a nibble. You make my entire body quake with the pleasure of knowing how much our love means to you too. It means the world to me. Baby bird, I just want to make you feel loved. I want to make you feel good enough, because you'll always be more than good enough for me. And so fucking sexy. You know that? Holding my hand on your cheek like this. Putting my face closer to yours. I just want you to feel so fucking happy. I love you, baby bird. Look at what effect you have on me. Come on. You know, baby bird. You make me so happy every single fucking day. You make me feel it in my core. And you know, I might always be that rough around the edges, but I love you so fucking much. And I just want to kiss you all fucking over. Let me love you as soft and as hard. As fiery and as sweet as I know how. You're so, so fucking beautiful. Why can't you see it, baby bird? All this? Yeah, the reason my body is quaking and quivering. The reason why my cock is so hard for you. You can feel it against you, can't you? It's because of you being so beautiful inside and out. Don't you get a song word? I want to make you sing a beautiful song, and I want to hear your voice escape so gently, sweeter than anything. Oh, fuck. Feels so good. Just you rubbing your body against me. You already knew that. You already knew that, and you're quite naughty, but beautiful little lover. Now you're asking for it. If I guess doing this cute. I like those nipples of yours. How beautiful they curve into your body. And this cute tummy. I love it. You wouldn't be here without it. Not to mention these cute thighs. How did you get them so shapely and perfect? Oh, so kissable. And that expression you look at me with, kid. That's what I live for. Truth be told, I could kiss you all over this beautiful body. You already know that. And you must know how much I want you, but how much I'm holding back. I want to take my time so that by the time I finally get right here, little lovebird, then and only then. Enjoy together the feeling of what true love, true desire, and all these beautiful, wonderful feelings get to be felt by both of us. You already know how I feel, good. Just. Just like that. When I kiss your thighs softly. So cute and plump, just like I like that. Oh, baby bird. Baby bird. I try to be patient with things. But fuck it. We both know I've never been good at being patient. Maybe I'll just take all that time I was gonna do leading up to this. And take my time loving you up here. Can you feel my heart press on you there, baby bird? Did you think this thin layer of cloth separating me would stop me? No, I've got to make you make a mess. And those cute little undies of yours. Look you right through. The more I like you, the more mess you're gonna make, right? Baby bear. Insane is not right. And you get off to that, don't you? My beautiful baby bird. Right through. Oh, I know you like the feeling of my tongue warming against that thin cloth separating us. You like gonna press it down, gonna warm it around against your shape, against your sex. Take off that small divider between us and really devour you. Oh, cute baby bird. No. I want you so bad, but only if you say you want me to, okay? Baby bird, I want to hear you say it. I want to hear you say my name and tell me exactly what you want me to do. My cute little lovebird. I love you so much, songbird. I want you to sing for me, kid. I want you to sing for me. And I want to sing with you. I want to feel good with you. And make you feel so good, baby bird. No, it's not because you're so sweet. There's only one way I want to eat you. Devour that beautiful, majestic sex of yours. With some nice, hot, and sticky sweet. Some honey and whipped cream. It's like you clean up and down, baby bird. Sing for me, little songbird. I want to hear you call my name and beg for me to clean you up. Only because I love you so much, beautiful. Good bird. Good baby bird. Sorry, baby bird. I can now but dig my fingers in those thighs of yours. Feeling so intense when I taste you in the sweetness. Just want you so much, baby bird. Hummingbird. Since you're so sweet, right? Oh, my cute little hummingbird. How you make me want you even more. Looks like someone had fun, huh? You enjoyed that, baby bird? That's why you're my hummingbird. The way you're shaking. Just like the Wing Beta one. Cute baby bird. I love you so much.
Oh, if you pierce my wings like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
I love you.
But you're so naughty sometimes.
Come on, little hummingbird. Not the wings. You're making it so fucking hard to hold back between how gorgeous you are and how much I'm making to just be one. Not my wings. Not a hummingbird. Oh, fuck. If you do that, fuck, hummingbird. My wings and you humping me. Yeah, I like it. You sexy hummingbird. Hummingbird. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, baby bird. I love you so much, so I gotta at least make sure you don't have that easy at the time. Not you up against the wall. Not so easy to still with my wings. I'm still gonna make love to you, little hummingbird. I love you so much. Fuck yeah, little hummingbird, you like stroking my wings like that. Come on. You should know better, kid. Now that you can't take me on, like, so easy. Hummingbird. Now, of course, I'm fucking like that. I gotta fuck you against this wall, sir, and I can't believe you can still fucking reach them. Oh, fuck, baby bird. Baby bird. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Over so much. Too much staring. Damn. You really know how to do this, don't you? Going after my wings immediately after you get filled with my cum. Awfully cute, but how are you gonna take me on? Alright, then and there. I love you too much to lose. Oh, yeah. Sit on my lap like that, hummingbird. I wanna see. Spread those wings of yours. Yeah, baby bird. Oh, fuck. I love you so much. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, if you touch my wings like that. Fuck, kid. I can't keep up if you do that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Careful with the wings there. You're the ones getting up and stepping on me, baby bird. Baby bird. Oh, I love you so much. Are you okay, honey? I just wanted to take a moment I make sure you are. It's intense, but I want it to be loving. I want this to be making love, not just having sex. I want it to be so sexy and so kind that you lose yourself in the moment and that I lose myself with you. That's what love is. I need you, and I want you coming back. Let me make the sweetest love to you you've ever felt in your life. Because that's what love is. Not holding back. God, you're really going for those wings, aren't you? Oh, fuck. It's the slow, deep ones for me. Yeah, going like that. Oh, yes. Fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes, I just want to hold you, hummingbird. My cute little hummingbird. Baby bird. Not the wings. Not the way you climp down on my cock. Oh, fuck. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. You're gonna give me an orgasm from my wings. You naughty little hummingbird, you. And now I've gotta get a little bit of revenge on you, because I love you so much. One more time. Now that you lost grip of my wings, I gotta return the favor, baby bird. Hummingbird. Yeah, come for me. I want you to come focusing on me. Baby bird, you know how to make me lose my fucking mind, don't you? I fucking love it. Stuff is coming. Ever since we discovered you could make me come from my wings alone, I've been a little nervous, hummingbird. And you are so cute, but evil sometimes. Hummingbird. You're my cute little hummingbird, aren't you? Yeah, you are. It feels so good. Baby, yeah. Nothing bad. consider it a bit of revenge then, for what you were doing earlier. I love you so much, baby. You're my baby bird, you know that? So cute. They're everything, I can't get enough, you know that? Are you two quite done? Ah, fuck. How the fuck did you find us, huh? That's not important. We have to go right now. Oh, I'm so fucking scared. What are you gonna do? Make me and my hummingbird jump off the window? Gonna follow us up in the air? Oh, wait. You can't force us to do fucking anything. Now, first start by telling us where the fuck you came from. How about that? Well, you might want to make sure you're decent first. Oh, I'm decent enough. I'm always decent at... never mind. You just don't get it, do you? This? All of this? You're the one who's making it so tough. And you say that when I'm trying to save your life. Fuck off with that. You either take my help or you die. That's how this works. Not by me, but by Endeavor. You know. Of course I fucking know. I practically stalk the man. And more importantly, I owe you one. Maybe a few while I'm at it. Just what the fuck are you on about? I'm not joking when I say, why should I trust you? Oh, you're not gonna trust me. How sad. I was gonna say for old time's sake, but clearly you don't give a fuck about what happened then. That's why you abandoned me in there. You know that's not how it was. Listen, shut the fuck up. I told you. I regret it. And what does that do for me now, huh? And here I am. The loyal puppy till the end. All because that one time you told me I could make it through, those words etched in my mind, but little did I know you'd just end up betraying me like everyone else. No, I didn't. It's a fucking misunderstanding. It's just... Of course it's a misunderstanding. Everything that doesn't work out for you, Kago, it's always a misunderstanding. Isn't that just how things go? You rewrite your history 1,000 times and you run away from your past every single fucking time. Well, now you don't have a chance to. You, I, and them. We all have to leave. There's no choice, or you're going to die. Fuck. There's so much I want to say. I'd say you're a crusty chicken nugget, but doesn't have the same effect when you feel guilty. Look, I'm gonna level with you, man. I made mistakes. I was ruthless, cutthroat, all those fucking things. But take it or leave it, I always had a soft spot for a certain burnt buddy. Maybe I'm just as bad. Either way, let's get going. You hear that, kid? Well, looks like my past came back to find me. Fuck. Don't worry about him. He's a good guy. I wish I could say he wasn't, so he could just fly out of the coop and run away. I wish his words didn't hit so close to home, but it's true, kid. I've run away for most of my life. I'm ashamed, I'm sad, but I can't change that fact, you know? Gotta change the present, not the past, you know? Yeah. Rambling. Not like me, is it? I love you so much, little homie, right? But I've made so many mistakes, you sure? I don't know anymore what to say. But I'm gonna try my best, okay? I'm not gonna let those fucked up decisions of the past ruin things for us now. Let's go, okay? I'll protect you and I'll protect us. That's a promise, baby bride. One, I intend.